Welcome to Fist Chat, your source for news and discussions in film science and technology, hosted by Steve Kern and Ben Warner. Visit our website at fistchat.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fist Chat, the podcast where we discuss things related to film science and technology. My name's Ben Warner, and I'm joined once again for seemingly the final time, my good friend and colleague Steve
Kern. Fist Chat, it is.
Exactly right. How are we?
I'm very well, thanks, Ben, and great to be here after, is this 177 episodes prior to this one?
That's right. So we're at episode 178, and technically speaking, this is going to be the last episode of Fist Chat. And just as a geek moment, there were also 178 episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation. So wow. I'm not sure if we're up on that level, but
what a great time to finish.
At least we're matching them on something. So we haven't really got anything specific to talk about other than in terms of film science and technology, other than we're going to go through a bit about what has led to this and what we're going to be doing in the future. So we're not actually sort of stopping the production of the content that we want to produce, but we are going to change how we're going to do it and also the way it's sort of presented and maybe just do a lot of new things too, I think, which are exciting. And I think it's just a reflection of the changing nature of the internet, social media, and how content, I think, is sort of produced today. When we started it back in January 2011, which seems like a long time ago.
So 3.5 years.
It feels like we only just started this yesterday, to be honest.
Three and a half years, and as we've pointed out along the way, technology changes very quickly. And probably, you know, if we look at the way Fist Chat unfolded over 3.5 years, it's time for a change because everything has changed. So we're going to, I don't know what you want to talk about next, Ben, but when we started off for the first episode, I actually recorded my hosting on a camera and sent Ben the tape.
And as you recall, the first time we did it actually didn't work at all. We had to actually do it again.
That's right.
Remember the following week? Because I remember we were meant to start on the first week of January and sort of get into that pattern, but we started on the second week because that didn't actually end up working.
That's right.
And I think it was something to do, I think it was just the logistics of it. Because, you know, obviously we want to produce the highest quality content that we can, but there's also the logistics of it. So I remember thinking that if we both recorded on a high quality video camera, see now we're just staring at an iPhone right now, but back in the day we were actually had some decent sized cameras that were recording us. And I figured with both two cameras on either end that would work, but you know, there's a quick turnaround time for something like this and waiting for tapes to go through the mail all of that. I mean, that's almost sounds ridiculous by comparison. And that's why I think
sounds very old-fashioned.
Yeah, exactly. But I think, like, if you look at those very, very first episodes, like the first five or six, you'll just see how rough around the edges they were because I had a laptop that couldn't record the screen, which meant it sounds ridiculous, but I literally pointed a video camera at the screen to record the Steve's feed off of Skype.
I was much better looking back then.
But and that's why it kind of looked a little odd. But you know, you kind of work your way through those things, and obviously we get some better equipment, better technology, that sort of thing. And now, you know, now it's sort of very streamlined. You know, I'm sitting here just with a MacBook in front of me and in front of us. You know, it's recording off an iPhone, and you know, we can just sort of knock these things together. And this little beauty that came in probably halfway through the piece has definitely improved things.
Absolutely.
But that's more like on a technical level. There's also, I guess, the structural kind of thing that we're doing. So back when we started again, I think the notion was still that you punch something out once a week like a radio show.
And it was topically based back then.
Yeah. One video once a week at a regular time that people can just tune into. Today it doesn't work that way, and you can probably, I don't know, maybe speak to this as well too, Steve.
Yeah.
It's like it's content anytime, anywhere, wherever you want.
Well, I think the interesting thing was when we started, you know, Twitter was still nowhere near its peak of popularity, and you know, we still had people tweeting what they had for lunch and self-promotion and stuff like that. No one had realized that you can actually have a running argument with someone on Twitter, which people are doing today. And I think that that probably underpins, you know, the where social media has gone. Facebook as well has changed a huge amount in the last three and a half years. So it's gone from you posting things you're, you know, doing to posting things that you're interested in. And most importantly, people are sharing those things now. So whether it's Twitter, Facebook, whether it's Tumblr, Instagram, or any one of the many different social formats, people are sharing things and moving, I guess, content around through their own channels. And it's
not to a schedule. That's the important thing to remember. We started in a world, well, I guess really back in the day, everything is to a schedule. You sat down at a certain time and you listened or you watched something.
That's right.
Now it just doesn't apply anymore.
Because it doesn't have to.
That's right.
That's the great thing. Well, you know, it's there for good. You know, YouTube as well, 3.5 years. How much has YouTube changed?
Yeah.
So there used to be size restrictions on YouTube and all sorts of restrictions. Now you can put up what you like and it's there. It's a proper, you know, video archive or podcast archive and it's there and people can watch it anytime. So
that's right.
I think that that's where probably the big changes have come about when we look at FistChat in terms of what we're doing. So it's gone from being that once a week commitment that, you know, gets posted and people consume it week by week. Now it's very much people consume whatever content it is online as it comes to them. Whether they source it, whether their friends source it, their network source it, and they also like to interact with it. And I think that's what SciTech Culture is a bit about.
But that's the thing, even from our perspective in producing the content, we don't want to be locked into going in on one day every week and, you know, the same time, every time doing the same thing. The idea with SciTech Culture is, which will be the new name that we're going to be using, is... Steve might want to produce something on Tuesday and then I might want to produce something on Thursday.
Yeah.
And we've got a platform that we're building now where we can just upload that straight away through all of our social media sites
That's right.
Then we can also still get together and have this kind of discussion that we've normally been doing as
That's right.
So, and then there's also not just doing videos, there's photography, there's we want to expand a lot in like articles, blogs, also maybe doing some, you know, some fiction
as well.
Which is kind of an exciting thing.
Yeah.
And the WordPress site that we're building in kind of has a back end that will allow us to do a lot of that sort of thing, which is kind of exciting. And I think that's important too. I think, like for example, I was telling you before that I've got a trip to Japan and China coming up. So in the past, I've gone on trips, I'll take that. In the past, when I've gone on a trip, I really couldn't, say, do so much. I was quite limited in terms of what I could share. But I'm thinking with the technology now that I've got, and as long as you've got an internet connection nearby, I should be able to, with a couple of template files on my phone, be able to produce some really high quality videos. I don't know what exactly they would be, but you know, something science or tech related.
Well, you're going to high tech countries, so
exactly
every opportunity.
So I should be able to produce some quick videos and just upload them straight away, all from the phone. Whereas before, I think we were in this sort of production model where we had to have, you know, the phone, we had to have a computer, we had to have a microphone, all that kind of stuff.
And I think that's the other thing where if you look at social media now too, you know, part of that anytime, anywhere is also currency. So, you know, people want it right now. If it's happening now, they want to interact with it now.
Yeah.
You know, obviously if it's a topical thing of interest, that can be archived and, you know, when I need to Google for information, I can find it. But but that currency, that feeling connected because you're in Japan doing whatever it is and we're able to share that straight away is so important.
It's very important. So to give a name to it, it's SciTech Culture, which we've mentioned a couple of times in our previous episodes. So the website will be sciteculture.com. Now, just a bit of an explanation as to the naming of that. Obviously, we have spoken a lot on science and technology topics, and just seems to be an exponential, unlimited sort of source of stories and information and impact on culture and society that those two particular fields have. And there's also a a correlation between the two. Yeah. You know, science creates technology and technology impacts science. So you can kind of have that crossover
too. And that's the cultural implications that all of us enjoy today with our high-tech gear.
That's right. And so that's why that's where that name came from. Now, you're probably wondering at this point what happened to film, because that was part of that was part of Fist Chat. That's the F in Fist Chat. I mean, you would have noticed, the last couple of times I think we've been talking about film, we've been getting increasingly either pessimistic or limited in the way we're talking about it. There's a couple of different things. Film is, I guess, becoming a very niche technology, out-of-date technology. But then when you talk about movies and cinema, there's been a very big shift in terms of what's been going on there. It's not that, not that there's anything wrong with that, to paraphrase. It's just, I think there's less to talk about.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to be limited in that way. And it was starting to become a point where trying to shoehorn a film topic into an episode was becoming a bit difficult.
That's right.
Unless it was sort of related to technology or science fiction or something, it was becoming difficult to kind of find those links and have those sort of infinite amount of discussions about it. Which is why film has sort of been demoted in a way as a central focus for us. That's not to say that we might not necessarily talk about movies, cinema and film in the future. It might be a
cultural exploration of it rather than limiting it to film. So probably even include some works of fiction.
Yeah, exactly.
Works of fiction. So,
Yeah, exactly. So that's basically where that's at, and that's why we've morphed. And I also, and just jokingly on the aside, Fist Chat occasionally brought up a chuckle in terms of what does it actually mean. So, which kind of I know it bothered me a little bit with how
never
it's going.
Bothered me.
So, I think the thing with sci-tech culture kind of gives a more clear image of what it is we're on about. Yeah. Fist Chat could mean anything, really. It doesn't sort of specify exactly what it's talking about. And it's important to have a good name, I guess, to explain
absolutely
what it is that we're on about.
Well, or a catchy name. Fist certainly has it.
Yeah.
Sci-tech culture's a little bit more accurate.
Oh, well, I mean, you can let us know what you think about that anyway. But, I mean, well, we've patented all the trademarks and everything, so now we're not going back. So, but looking forward, I think it's going to be an exciting time. I think, like I said, I don't think with the focus on science and technology, I don't think there's going to be a limit in terms of what we can cover. But I think what the exciting thing is being able to create lots of different types of content and just getting it out there wherever and whenever we're available.
Well, that's right. And it'll be, as you say, it'll be immediate and probably in a lot of ways be more direct in its terms. I mean, if I think of three or certainly at least two in particular episodes which we've done which I thought were great, which was obviously the coffee episode.
Effects of caffeine, yeah.
Kubrick invented the iPad.
Yeah.
Was another beauty as well. And I think the other one that, well, actually it's probably more a collection, has usually been the ones anytime we've done a topic on food or nutrition. That always seems to get a lot of discussion going and people getting excited about it. So, I think the new platform will allow us to explore things more freely and bring probably wider content to the site.
And on top of that, science and technology impacts everything now.
Yeah.
Not that it didn't before, but I think there's a huge pervasiveness in technology in the world now and science. It's just advanced so much. I mean, we were just talking in the last episode about, health technology and you wouldn't be doing that. You wouldn't have even been doing that 5 years ago.
So true.
Having a device track your health. So
people wouldn't even have imagined it.
That's right. And if they're not feeling well, they go to the doctor and they'd tell them what was wrong with them, that kind of thing. So I think that's where the cultural aspects of it really can kick in. And I don't think it's all bad, It's not all Matrix-y or anything like that.
I'm utopian just like Star Trek Next Gen.
Yep.
I believe we can have a better future thanks to science and technology.
Absolutely. All right, Steve, well, after 178 episodes, we'll wrap it up. So. Yep. Very good.
Give the fist sign again.
Absolutely.
There
We've got our website, scitechculture.com. So go and visit that. Fistchat.com will still exist. It will start at some point redirect to SciTech Culture. But feel free to check out SciTech Culture. It's still evolving as it's going along. And you'll get a better idea of what we're looking at. It's been a good run.
Yep.
And look forward to how it's going to work in the future.
We'll see you on SciTech Culture.
Absolutely. We'll see you there.